Who might Harris choose as running mate? Here's a list of candidates. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to secure the Democratic Party's nomination for the 2024 presidential race. The next crucial decision will be selecting a running mate to complete the ticket. After President Joe Biden endorsed Ms. Harris as the party's nominee on July 21, several names have been floated as her potential running mate. Here is a list of the leading candidates who are currently in the spotlight. Governor Josh Shapiro. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, 51, has emerged as a top contender for the vice presidential pick. Before assuming office in 2023, he served as the state's attorney general from 2017 to 2023. He is frequently mentioned as a strong candidate for the VP role due to his status as a swing state Democrat and his reputation for being moderate. He is Jewish and a strong supporter of Israel. Mr. Shapiro endorsed Ms. Harris in a statement on Sunday. I will do everything I can to help elect Kamala Harris as the 47th President of the United States, he said. Governor Andy Beshear. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, 46, rose to prominence with his election as governor in the deep red state of Kentucky in 2019. He gained re-election to a second term in November 2023. His name is also circulating as a possible VP pick. Karen Hult, a political science professor at Virginia Tech, told the Epoch Times that although Kentucky is not a swing state, it is an Appalachian state, making him an interesting counterpoise to former President Donald Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, author of Hillbilly Elegy. Mr. Beshear endorsed Ms. Harris on X, stating that she's incredibly tough and smart, with the compassion and empathy to be a phenomenal president. Governor Roy Cooper. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina, 67, has served as governor since 2017. Before that, he was the state attorney general from 2001 to 2017. North Carolina is a key battleground state, although former President Donald Trump won the state both in 2016 and 2020. Mr. Cooper endorsed Ms. Harris for the presidential nomination in a statement posted on X on Sunday. Kamala Harris should be the next president. I've known at VP going back to our days as AGs, and she has what it takes to defeat Donald Trump and lead our country thoughtfully and with integrity, he wrote. I look forward to campaigning for her as we work to win NC up and down the ticket. Sen. Mark Kelly. Sen. Mark Kelly, 60, has served in the Senate since 2020. He's a former NASA astronaut and Navy combat pilot. Mr. Kelly has national recognition from being married to former Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who survived an assassination attempt in 2011. Ms. Giffords was shot in the head at a constituent event near Tucson, Arizona, while she was serving her third term in Congress. The attack left Ms. Giffords partially paralyzed and led to her becoming a gun control activist. Mr. Kelly, like Ms. Harris, has advocated for tighter gun control. He's quite articulate, and he is more conservative and has a fairly strong defense and national security grounding, Ms. Hult said. So, he could also be a very attractive candidate. The Arizona senator, in a statement on X, threw his support behind Ms. Harris, stating, I couldn't be more confident that Vice President Kamala Harris is the right person to defeat Donald Trump. Other candidates. Other notable names mentioned include Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Maryland Governor Wes Moore. However, both have stated that they are not interested in joining the presumptive Harris ticket. Some other names considered include California Governor Gavin Newsom, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. It's going to be about balancing the ticket, David Carlucci, a Democrat strategist and former New York State Senator, told the Epoch Times. Mr. Carlucci noted that the Harris campaign will be looking closely at who can propel the campaign in crucial battleground states. He said he believes Democrats from swing states, such as Mr. Shapiro from Pennsylvania or Mr. Kelly from Arizona, are going to be eyed very closely.